Good morning. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma Audit Committee Chair, calling to order the virtual audit committee meeting on Thursday, April 24th, 2025. The time is 10 a.m. Commissioner Don Meyer, Audit Committee Vice Chair, is also present. I now call for approval of the November 14th, 2024 meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved. Next, I would like to introduce Don Kelly, Director of Accounting, and the Port Auditor, who can provide a brief overview of the meeting and introduce our guest presenters. Take it away, Don.
Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, everyone. Hard to believe it's been 6 months since we were last together, but a lot of work has been accomplished in the past 6 months. That's really the point of today's agenda. We just completed our financial audit for 2024 and our single audit, or what was known as a single audit, which is a grant audit. And we also completed 3 years of accountability audits with the state auditor. So that today the state auditor and Masa Adams, our financial auditor, external CPAs, will be here to present their findings. So with that, I will introduce Carolyn Seeberger and Christopher Ruiz of the State Auditor's Office to discuss the results of 2021 through 2023 accountability audits.
Thank you, Don. As mentioned, I'm Chris Ruiz. I'm was the audit supervisor for your audit this year. And I'll also like to introduce again Carolyn Seeberger, who was the auditor lead on your audit this year. Just keep in mind that try to get through this as painless as possible today. Won't take up too much of your time. That means usually good results are happening when we kind of get through a quick audit exit conference. So we'll go ask to be moved to the next slide. All right, so just a little bit of information about Pat McCarthy, a little bit of information regarding what we do. Why do audits matter? Audits build trust. They let you and others know if things are working or ways to improve and what's made to resolve past issues. Independent audits increase reliability, results available to public SAO conducts over 2,600 state and local audits each year. Our office comprises of well-versed, experienced governmental auditors. Audit's recommendation is designed to help you improve your operations. And one of the most important things about audits is their role to increase trust in your government. Our audits are able to do this because people want to trust the public and the State Auditor's Office as an independent organization that provides transparent examinations of the operations of the state and local governments. Another important role of the audit is that their ability to identify areas where efficiencies can be improved, and you can be more effective in complying with requirements. Audits also tell you where you are already working efficiently and effectively. Our goal today will be to make sure you understand the results of your audit and answer any questions you might have. And I will pass the baton to Carolyn, and she will carry you through the bulk of the audit.
Hello, everyone. As Chris said, I am Carolyn, and I was the audit lead for the Port's accountability audit. I will go ahead and just jump right in and start going over the audit results. For the report, also as Don said, we conducted the accountability audit that covered 3 years. It was the period January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2023. In selecting specific areas for further review, we conducted a number of planning procedures that incorporated reviewing the meeting minutes of governing body for the period, analyzing trend in financial data, including payroll and vendor information, conducting risk assessments with several key staff and commissioner members, and more procedures for the entire audit period. In doing that, we utilized a risk-based approach to select areas for further testing based on those planning procedures. And included on this slide, there are the areas that we identified for further testing in our audit. While we are prepared to discuss each area with you today, we have selected a few areas that we would like to highlight for you. So the first area I was going to bring up was accounts payable. Being that this is a three-year audit, we tried to include several different things in this section. So we looked at general disbursements, credit cards, and electronic fund transfers. We also did the accounts receivable with billings and collections for the tenant leases covering all three fiscal years. And then with self-insurance, we looked at the health and welfare, unemployment compensation, and workers' compensation. And we are required to audit the self-insurance every 2 years. And being that this is a three-year audit, we went ahead and did all 3 years for all those areas. Are there any questions about the audits that we aired before we go on to the next slide to further with the accountability results?
Any questions, Don, Eric? Okay.
I don't have any.
No questions from me, Commissioner.
Okay. Please go ahead. Thank you.
All right. So during the accountability audit, like I said, we covered the three periods from January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2023. And the purpose of the accountability audit is to ascertain whether the port did comply with state laws, regulations, contracts, grant agreements, and its own policies and procedures. In addition, these audits also look at whether, in general, the port has adequate controls to safeguard public funds. Under the heading Results in Brief, you will see that our audit found that the port's operations complied in all material respects with applicable state laws, regulations, and its own policies, and provided adequate controls over safeguarding of public resources. For your reference, those results will also be detailed in your packet. And if there's no questions, we can go on to the next slide. Okay. So some related audit work, we conducted a review of the independent CPA firm financial audit for the each fiscal year. So January 1st, 2021, all the way through December 31st, 2023. We do this portion of the audit. We do this annually, and we present the results here during our accountability audit exit on conference. Since this was a three-year audit, we are now just giving you the results of that here. And that we will go further on the results on the next slide. Thank you. So a little bit about the work of the auditors that what we reviewed was the financial statement audit was performed by Moss Adams. We did not find anything about their work that caused concern about its quality. There were no limitations that restricted our analysis of the other audit. We did not notice any instance which material misstatement of the financial statements has or may have resulted from fraud or suspected fraud. And are there any questions about those results? Okay, we can go to the next slide. And then for closing remarks, now that we have shared the results of the port's fiscal year 2021 through 2023 accountability audit, we would like to bring to your attention and conclude the presentation. First, we're pleased to report that the cost of our engagement is expected to be within the estimate previously provided. We want to thank the port for its timely responses to the audit request, which allowed our audit to progress efficiently and remain within budget. In addition, we have included that information on the port's next audit. The next audit will cover accountability of public resources for the period of January 1st, 2024 through December 31st of 2024. And we have included an estimate for your budgetary needs in your exit packet. And we can go on to the next slide. All right, so we expect the port's report to be published on our website in the next 1 to 2 weeks. If you have not already, you can sign up to receive email notifications on when reports are released, as well as other news articles, alerts, including resources our office publishes. Please note that in the past, as a courtesy, this email included a link to the report on our website and also may have attached the final report as a PDF. We have change this practice in our continuing effort to clearly communicate with you while following cybersecurity best practices by avoiding extra links and attachments. Our new correspondents will notify you when our reports are released and provide helpful instructions on how to locate your government's audit report on our website. And in addition, we will also be sending you a customer service survey. We encourage you, as well as anyone else that has participated in the audit, to complete this survey, as all feedback is helpful in improving our services and knowing how we can better meet your needs. Please feel free to forward the survey on to anyone that you believe might like to share feedback on our services. And with that, that's all I have. And then I can pass this back to Chris to continue our exit. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn, for sharing all that information. Last couple of slides here, just some services that are available to you regarding your local government or your government. This slide has to do with our cybersecurity program. Our office offers no extra additional cost to you, free cybersecurity checkups. It's part of the SEO's Center for Government Innovation. It's called their Be Cyber Smart program. These checkups provide a fast, free, and independent assessment of your government's vulnerabilities to common threats, along with actionable steps you can take to improve your overall cyber health. The center's checkups draw on the framework developed by the Center of the Internet Security, CSI, and its Critical Security Controls version 8.0. The CSI controls developed by a consortium of private companies, government agencies, and universities are a list of highly effective defensive actions organizations can take to improve their cybersecurity. We do recommend following up. If you have any more information regarding this, please reach out to me or Carolyn, and we can provide that information to you. Next slide, please. All right, this slide has to do with how to be more effective as far as government's concerned. Let's see here, my notes. This Center for Local Governments can help you respond to recommendations in your audit and keep up with changes to state laws and accounting standards and regulations. The center provides free growing resource database on the SEO website that offers best practices and checklists to help you strengthen your government's internal controls and monitoring. The library includes guides on all significant financial processes, including cash receiving, payroll, accounts payable, and receivables and capital assets. It also has resources for if you want to dig deeper into known state compliance problems, areas like bid law, Open Public Meetings Act, travel, and use of credit cards. We also have a variety of resources to help local governments respond to ever-evolving cybersecurity threats. We know that trying to sort through the available information can be time-consuming and anxiety-provoking. That's why we've created a place for local governments to start. Next slide. All right. And once again, we definitely like to thank the port and all their officials and staff for their cooperation and responses to our requests during the audit. And we appreciate the port's commitment to fiscal accountability and accurate financial reporting as well. And the next slide, if there's any questions at this moment, feel free to ask us now. Or you can reach out to Sandra Goshong, our audit manager, who was unable to attend today. But if there's any questions, we can have opportunity now to answer those for you.
Great. Thank you, Carolyn and Chris. I mean, great presentation. Any questions, remarks from Don? It looks like Don Meyer has a question, comment.
Yes, thank you, Deanna. Chris or Carolyn, I like the idea that you had 3 years that you reviewed, and now you're proposing that we do a one-year review. What's wrong with a three-year review? Did you hear my question?
Hello. Yes. So traditionally we do a every year review.
Okay.
We do an accountability audit every single year, and it's based on how much revenues an entity brings in every year, and that's how we base the frequency of our accountability audits. Unfortunately, we had a pandemic, which we all know, and that caused us to have to reschedule a lot of those audits that we would normally do every year. So we can chat about it, but as of now, normally we do a every year accountability audit for you.
Okay, thank you very much. Because doing audits has a huge impact on staff as well as your time and resources. So if the normal is that, I'm assuming grants probably require that. Do they not?
They can. It depends on how many grant dollars we spend in a given year. But when a grant audit's required, it's always in the year that the money, or the year after the money was spent, is when the audit's conducted.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Eric, do you have any questions?
No, Commissioner, I don't have any questions. This was an unusually long audit by the standards of the auditor, as was mentioned. Usually they do either annual or every other year. But I do want to state, for the commissioner's benefit, I was contacted independently by the SAO staff who interviewed me for this audit, as well as the staff of Moss Adams, our outside private accounting firm. They both interviewed me at length, asked me questions, seemed satisfied with our processes and procedures. I want to thank all their professionalism. They were all very, very professional, and it was a pleasure to work with them. So,
great. Thank you. I know from a commission perspective, and you can tell that, we take our financial stewardship extremely seriously, as does our staff. And I want to thank our staff as well for carrying that out and being so pristine with their internal workings with finances and the public's resources. So thank you for that. And I'm sure I'll say that again when we get to the Moss Adams presentation as well. Don, do you have anything? And if you don't, then I'm going to turn it over to you for the next piece.
Yeah, I do. I don't want to make this too much of a love fest, but I want to say thank you to Chris and Carolyn and your teams for the cooperation and collaboration throughout this audit. It was a very long audit because we looked at 3 years worth of data, and there was a lot of requests back and forth. And so that communication was key. Really appreciate how well we worked together. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all of the folks around the port who supported the accountability audit. And I just want to say, accountability audit is different than a financial audit. Financial audit really focuses on accounting and the accounting team and their performance throughout the year. Accountability is really about the whole organization and its culture. And so I think I just want to acknowledge both the commissioners in the meeting and Aaron as CFO and on all port leadership, that it's because of the tone that is set at the top at the port, one of integrity and transparency, and really an expectation that we do the right thing, that we're consistently able to have clean accountability on it. So I just want to acknowledge that and say, and thank you for your leadership in that way. With that, State Auditor's Office, Chris, Carolyn, thank you very much for being here and presenting today. And we'll shift gears now, and we'll talk about the financial audit. So Olga Darlington is the partner on this audit, but she was unable to make it today. She's traveling. So Dan Roberts, who was the in charge, is going to present for Moss Adams. So Dan, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, thank you, Don, and thank you, commissioners, for the time today to go over the 2024 audit results. So next slide, please, Helen. Okay, just a quick brief agenda. We'll go over the audit reports issued, the area where we spent a good portion of our time during the audit, and then we'll go over the required communications to the commission who's charged with governance. And then we'll spend briefly just on some of the new accounting principles that came out this year, and then some of the new pronouncements that are happening in the future years. So with the next slide. Okay, so the good slide here, just our audit reports issued. So the first thing you want to see, and we're happy to report that we have an unmodified opinion. So this is the opinion that you want, good opinion. That is our independent evaluation that the financial statements are materially accurate, and that the port followed all applicable accounting guidance and rules. And they're fairly presented. So that's a really good report back to you all commissioners, that the audit staff there at the port are doing a wonderful job. And we issued our reports last Friday. That's over the audit, the single audit, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, and also the Healthcare Benefits Trust Fund. Along with the audit over the financial statements for governmental accounting, we also issue our report on internal controls over financial reporting. Happy to report there was no internal control reporting items to note or bring up to you, which is also very great, very good. and there's no compliance findings from our work. So overall, the reports issued are clean. This is what you want to see, and that speaks highly to the staff at the port. Next slide here. This year, the port did receive some federal funds, and their expenditures were over the threshold that triggered a single audit. So I think it's been quite a few years since the port has had a single audit, but this year we did complete our single audit work. And the major program this year was over the Federal Railroad Administration. I think this was related to the Banana Yard Switchyard project. And so with this federal single audit, we followed the compliance supplement and really focused in on the allowable costs to make sure that those expenditures were allowable, the matching principles, period of performance, and reporting. And again, on this audit, there was no findings or recommendations that came out from our audit procedures. This will all, if you look at the financial statements, towards the very end, you'll see the CEFA this year. So this is the schedule of expenditures on federal awards. So that hasn't been there for quite a few years, but that's an audit we did this year. And then we have one little remaining piece where we have to submit that information to the federal government within 30 days. So I know Don and Brian and the team will be working on that to get that submitted on time. And then the last report we issued, the date there, the 21st, that was, that's incorrect. We issued that yesterday. So this is our agreed upon procedures related to Washington Department of Ecology and also the EPA. So this is a four separate letters that are sent out where we do agreed upon procedures related to those. Okay. So where did we spend a good portion of our time? I think you all know, but during the year, the ERP transition from Great Plains to Dynamics 365 was a heavy lift for the accounting team there at the port. So in our internal control work this year, we looked at both the controls under the old ERP system and also under the new ERP system. So as Don mentioned, you know, the audits are heavy lift, takes a lot of time and resources from the team there at the port. And I think this year there's probably just a little bit more just because of the change, understanding the new system, the reports coming out of it. But that was a big portion of our time spent this year is just looking at the internal control environment under the old system and the new system. And I think looking into the future, things will... It will be a smoother audit in 2025, just with the knowledge and experience from under the new system. Another area we spend a great deal of time is management estimates. And I just want to call out note one in your financial statements is where the significant estimates are called out. These estimates include environmental liabilities, compensated absences, pensions, OPEB, and then allowance for doubtful accounts. As I briefly mentioned, the IT system conversion was a big lift this year. We have a IT team that came in and looked at some of the system development, change management, security and access controls to make sure the setup was reasonable, the review was there. And so that happened from a team, part of Moss Adams, but separate from the overall audit team. And then lastly, capital assets, as this is a material number on your financial statements and where a lot of your resources go, we spent a great deal of time looking at how those expenses are captured, recorded, overhead, retirement, depreciation, how that all works in the system and eventually finds its way on the financial statements. Then lastly, Northwest Seaport Alliance, you know, this information came a little later than normal this year, but we got it in and we audit that separately. So next slide, Helen. Bond activity, nothing exciting there this year. We confirm all the balances with the bond holders, the banks. Revenue recognition, again, looking at how revenue is recorded, recognized in the system. A lot of this tied to the leases for the port property there. Fiduciary activities. This is the post-employment health care benefits fund. You'll see that in your financial statements as well. And then lastly, the single audit this year. So the port did have total federal expenditures this year of $1,035,000. And we audited one major program, which was the Federal Railroad Administration, the Banana Yard project. And so that's as discussed earlier. Pause there for any questions before we go over the required communications.
Great. Don, do you have any questions, or Eric? I have some if no one else does. Couple of questions. One is, what is the amount, the threshold for grants that triggers a separate audit?
Yeah, so the threshold is expenditures exceeding $750,000. Okay. But the rate is going up to $1 million in 2025. So for this year we're in now, if the expenditures exceed $1 million, then it will trigger a single audit.
Perfect. And then the other question that I have is, as you know, Port of Seattle had a significant cybersecurity breach. And I know that they're still trying to uncover what caused that and how it happened and so on and so forth. And I know that you have a cybersecurity team that probably takes a look at our IT systems. And have you used any of that knowledge gained from Port of Seattle when you took a look at our new IT system?
Yeah. So with the change in the ERP system, look a lot at the change management in the security and access. Oftentimes a lot of the cyber breaches or security events are human caused. You know, someone receives a link or a click. So I think the continued reminders to staff, to people of, you know, being mindful of what you're clicking on or what you're looking at to just keep that emphasis up is a vital piece of protecting the security and hopefully preventing a cyber event from happening.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Any other questions? That's all mine.
No questions from me, Commissioner.
Okay.
None from me, Deanna.
Thank you.
Okay. Next couple slides is just going over some of the required communications. So this first one here, just noting that the difference between auditor, our independent auditor, Moss Adams, and management's responsibilities. So our objective is to express an opinion on whether the financial statements are fairly presented and if they are within generally accepted auditing standards as well as governmenting auditing standards. And so the financial statements you have in front of you are prepared by management. And so we audit those numbers to make sure that they're fairly presented and within applicable accounting standards and guidance. Just a reminder that the audit doesn't relieve port management or those charged with governance and commission of its responsibilities over the information and financial statements. The audit was performed according to our planned scope and timing. We're a little later than normal, but I think that was primarily due to some of the ERP system conversion, as well as the issues with some of the Port of Seattle flow through to Northwest Seaport Alliance and then eventually into the port's financials. But through Don's team, our team, we were able to work through all that and being able to present to you today. Again, significant accounting policies and estimates, that's in note one to the financial statements. So that's always an important one to take a look at. I'm happy to report the financial statements consistent, clear, understandable, and are following, you know, governmental auditing standards, GASB. And then we had no disagreements with management or significant difficulties throughout the audit process. Next slide. Another wonderful thing to report is that there was no audit adjustments identified through our audit procedure. So that's points to the port's staff and their controls and processes that we did not identify any errors or corrections. We are not aware of the port consulting with any other independent auditors. No illegal acts were noted during our audit procedures. And then we don't audit to find fraud, but we do perform procedures over fraud. And so that's taking a look at journal entries, third-party confirmations, and interview with various personnel throughout the port. And so nothing exciting was identified there. And then lastly here, two new accounting pronouncements were adopted this year by the port. GASB statement number 100, which is over accounting changes and errors corrections. This is just better defining how to record if there is a accounting change or error correction. There was no errors corrections this year, and the only accounting change this year was GASB statement 101, compensated absences, where we obtained the port's evaluation of the new standard, which ended up having an immaterial impact in the overall financial statements. And then just looking towards the future, we have three upcoming pronouncements. These are primarily going to be more disclosure related, structure of the financial statements, so aren't going to have a huge impact like GASB 87 or 96 did the last couple of years, but this will be more of just kind of structure of the financial statements and making sure the required disclosures are there. So we'll continue to work with the port on implementing these standards over the next couple of years. And then lastly, I want to thank Don, Ashley, Brian, and the whole port staff for helping us through the audit. Again, it was a lot of new this year. I was new to the engagement, so I brought a lot of new questions that were sometimes, you know, silly, but, you know, the port staff helped me work through those questions. And then with the ERP system being a hurdle, we worked through that. And I think the port's probably happy that the ERP system is behind them. We were on site a few days during the audit, which was helpful, but a lot of it was conducted remote. And again, thank you for everyone. And just repeating kind of what Don said earlier, at the tone at the top is really is a great to see. So with that, I think that pretty much wraps up. So open to any questions, commissioners, you might have.
Don, you have questions, comments?
The only comment I have is I like clean audits. And this is a good news story for, as a policymaker and as a part of the commission, it's nice just to know that we've got the quality of staff. And since I've been a commissioner, clean audits just are a top of the list for me, Eric. And I think it's a real statement, particularly when I think about accountability, of the depth of our organization and the comments that Deanna made earlier about the appreciation we have at the commission level, because, you know, we are running a subsidized business. This is a public entity, and it's important we have clean audits. And so thank you to everyone involved.
Great, thank you. Eric, you have comments?
No, I don't really. I just want to state that I've always been extremely clear with everybody that these audits are helpful to us. Our audit team is helpful. They help me. We have a somewhat complicated organization when you take in the joint venture with the Seaport Alliance. So sometimes you have to kind of cock your head a little bit to understand how that financial arrangement works. But I've always been really clear that this is a really, really important part of what we do. And this year was particularly challenging in two regards, which has been mentioned. The changeover, the ERP changeover from Great Plains to D365 was a big deal. It's not done yet. It's done in the finance part. We still have other areas of the organization that we're moving in, over into. And then the cyber attack at the Port of Seattle was a big, big deal, which our staff leaned into very quickly, managed successfully. So those were two items that we noted. And we came through unscathed, let me put it that way. So just want to really thank the team. We've got a great finance and accounting team. I can't say enough about them. And appreciate that, and the commission's support of us, patience with our reporting, and also support of this whole endeavor. So I'll stop there.
Great, thank you. And also I just want to reinforce, you know, thanking the team for their openness, transparency with our finances, and also the other four commissioners that I serve with who also expect that as well. So we're doing our best to be extremely open, transparent, and accountable to our community with what we do. And our staff is exactly the same way as well. So proud of everybody who's done all this work. Also want to make mention of the fact that Moss Adams, when we, when we went to you, what impressed me most was about your knowledge of GASB, and really appreciate your leaning in and helping guide our staff with that, because I think that, you know, it seems like every year there's new pronouncements for different things, and the fact that you can not only help, you know, audit, but also be a partner in guiding with this too. So really appreciate your partnership with regard to that. It's huge. So, and very complicated too, as well. But any other questions before I turn it back to Don for his final remarks? And Don, do you have any?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for the kind words and acknowledgement. Again, not to make it a love fest, but I want to thank Dan and Olga and their whole staff for the great collaboration as we got through this process. Dan, I think you undersold a little bit the impact of the Alliance situation on closing the books for the port this year. We actually expected to have the audit issued about a month ago in an original schedule, and no less than three, maybe four times we had to revisit that schedule and move things around, which meant for Moss, they had to reallocate resources and find ways to keep their teams busy on other audits and free them up to address hours when we were ready for them. So really appreciate that. This was not a year that I think any of us would ever love to repeat, but at the end of the day, it's a clean audit. So if I tried to acknowledge everybody, I would certainly miss someone, so I'm not going to do that. But I do specifically want to call out Brian Lee and Ashley Novinger, who not only oversee throughout the year the accounting functions and ensure that we're following the standards properly and we're doing everything right, we have proper controls, but then they also are heavily involved in the audit at year end, providing work papers and answering questions and preparing disclosures. And this year, all of that took place while we were also implementing an ERP, as has been mentioned. So I just have to acknowledge the two of them for their great work all throughout the year and really specifically through the audit. And that's my final comment. Thank you again, Dan, and please pass that on to Olga. I would like to say though, Dan, if you don't mind, some folks may have seen some news recently within the last day or two about some changes at Moss Adams. There may be some interest in hearing a little bit about what that means for us, if anything.
Yeah, that would be great. Of course. Yeah, so on Monday, it was announced that Moss Adams and Baker Tilly will be merging, and Moss Adams will be, Baker Tilly will be taking over. So Moss Adams' name will go away. But Baker Tilly is another middle market accounting firm that's based out of, I believe, Chicago, Midwest area. And so we serve a lot of the same clients. We often, you know, run into them on some of our proposals and audit work for other firms. But we'll be joining together. And so I think that will kind of move Moss, Adams, Baker Tilly. I think we were number 11 and 12 in the nation and size-wise. So we'll be getting a lot more resources and expertise with the combination. And so that is set to close June 3rd, I believe. But from how it's going to impact the port, your service team will be the same. Olga will continue to be the partner. I will continue to be the senior manager. And so I don't foresee a big change in who will be serving or helping the port. It'll mainly be kind of a name change as we combine. And if there's more, I know Olga mentioned she's happy to have another meeting with you all, maybe on your next meeting to discuss it in detail. But yeah, it's kind of exciting news, and it's very new.
Great. Thank you for that information. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Dan. So that is all I have today. Any questions for me about our team or any audit issues or concerns you may have?
Anyone else? You're just doing a great job, and thank you so much for everything that you're doing. And Don, if you and Helen can work together and to put together committee minutes from this for the next Port of Tacoma Commission meeting, that would be great. I know that Don and I will try. Myra and I will probably draw straws on who's going to do the report out at the commission level for that. But if you could do that for us, that would be great. And then I'd like to take a moment to thank our guests for joining us today. We always appreciate hearing your presentation. Any last comments, Commissioner Meyer, Executive Director Johnson?
No comments. I just want to thank the staff again.
Enjoy that sunshine. Love good news.
Yes. Thank you all for your partnership. Really appreciate it. And with no further business before the committee, we will adjourn. The time is now 10:42 a.m. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.